Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting second. The right fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Hauser. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bullet Joe Bush. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bullet Joe Bush. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Koenig. Batting third. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Musel. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Grabowski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Johnson. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Hank Johnson. And now, play ball. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Musel. Cobb reaches second base with a double. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cobb moves to third. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cobb scores. Cochran moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Cochran moves to third. Simmons moves to second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grabowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cochran scores. Simmons scores. Fox moves to second. It's 3-0, Athletics. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs takes first base on ball 4. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth strikes out. There goes Combs. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehrig for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bullet Joe Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush strikes out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a pop-up towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dykes fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Combs takes first base on ball 4. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-1 in the game. Koenig hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Miller. Koenig reaches second base with a double. Combs moves to third. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Combs scores. Koenig scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehrig hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Yankees. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-1 in the game. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lazzari takes first base on ball 4. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robertson hits a line drive into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hauser strikes out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 1 in the game. Boley hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aussie Orwell pinch hits for bullet Joe Bush. Aussie Orwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orwell takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Orwell moves to second. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cobb hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Athletics 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Aussie Orwell now pitching. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Grabowski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, Combs hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley can't make a play. That's a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cochran is called out on strikes. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig misplays the ball. That's an error on Koenig. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Athletics 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 2 in the game. Musel hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lazzari hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Lazzari reaches second base with a double. Gehrig moves to third. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robertson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gehrig scores. Lazzari scores. Robertson moves to second. It's 6-3. Yankees. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 0 for 2 in the game. Grabowski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dyke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hauser hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Musial chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Koenig. Koenig fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Koenig. Miller goes all the way around to score. Hauser moves to third. It's 6-4, Yankees. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-2 in the game. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hauser scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 6-5, Yankees. Ossie Orwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orwell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Orwell strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Athletics 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Combs hits a line drive towards short. Boley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Koenig hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Koenig moves to second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Gehrig hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Miller is chasing the ball. Gehrig rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park 3-run home run. It's 9-5, Yankees. Bob Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0-for-3 in the game. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley misplays the ball. That's an error on Boley. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley can't make a play. That's a base hit. Musial moves to third. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Musial scores. Lazzari moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 10-5, Yankees. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 0-for-3 in the game. Grabowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lazzari moves to third. Robertson moves to second. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cochran hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mulehaus pinch runs for Al Simmons. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the Athletics 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Mulehaus now playing left field. Eddie Collins now playing second base. Tris Speaker now playing center field. Walt French now playing right field. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Orwell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Koenig hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Haas. Koenig reaches second base with a double. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2 for 3 in the game, with two home runs and a walk. He's got 5 RBIs. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Koenig scores. Gehrig moves to third. Two outs. It's 11-5. Yankees. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 4 in the game. Musel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 11, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Musel. Speaker reaches second base with a double. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Hauser hits a pop-up towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Speaker. The throw from Grabowski and he is safe. Speaker steals third. Joe Hosler pinch hits for Joe Boley. Joe Hosler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosler strikes out. Two outs. Ossie Orwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orwell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Orwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 11, and the Athletics 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Hosler now playing shortstop. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. Lazzari hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Haas. Lazzari reaches second base with a double. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Robertson bunts towards the mound. Orwell fields it and throws to first for the out. Lazzari moves to third. One out. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Grabowski hits a ball on the ground towards second. Collins can't make a play. That's a base hit. Lazzari scores. It's 12-5, Yankees. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Johnson bunts towards the mound. Orwell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Grabowski moves to second. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Combs takes first base on ball 4. Grabowski moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 4-for-5 in the game, with two singles and two doubles. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 12, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Cedric Durst now playing left field. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Collins moves to second. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Perkins for the out. Collins moves to third. French moves to second. One out. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Collins scores. French moves to third. Haas moves to second. Two outs. It's 12-6, Yankees. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Speaker hits a pop-up towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 12, and Philadelphia Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.